The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, Jesus' story of the rich man and poor Lazarus. Jesus said, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire.' But Abraham replied, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received many good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.' He answered, 'Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' 'No, Father Abraham,' he said, 'but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead.'" My dear friends in Christ, in the story of the rich man and poor Lazarus, well, when the rich man died, he was in absolute torment, like we can't believe, and thankfully we don't ever have to really think about, because of Jesus. But when in that great torment he saw Abraham and Lazarus in heaven, he called out, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." In this life, that rich man was too concerned about just enjoying the here and now to have any thought at all in his life about life beyond the grave. But now he knew the absolute awfulness of hell, of an eternity without God. Scoffers have mocked, saying, "If there is a hell, I'm not too worried because I'll have plenty of company." But hell isn't going to be the place for joyful parties. And if a person's earthly friends are there with him in hell, well, they won't be his friends. In hell, there won't be any love. There will just be hate. It's a place of poverty forever, because in hell there will be the complete absence of God and absolutely all of his blessings for all eternity. To the rich man's request, Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." One of the consequences that follows sin is that as a man is judged, so he will remain. Hell's pain and suffering is permanent, it is forever. That's why we need Jesus, and why we need to preach Jesus the Savior and the gospel, so that the Holy Spirit can work on more and more souls with the gospel message to free more and more souls from the wages of sin, which is eternal death, that agony, that suffering that the rich man was enduring, so that instead, well, more and more souls like us will be able to enjoy eternity and being truly rich with God in his grace and love forever. Hell and its suffering is eternal if for those who reject Christ. There is no more frightening thought than eternal punishment. But what great comfort we believers can have even now, knowing that heaven and its joys are never ending, that we can look forward to that. For us who by God's grace believe in Jesus, we can look forward to that joy that never ends and will never be taken away from us. When the rich man realized that nothing could be done for him in the agonies of hell to ease his suffering, he asked Abraham to send Lazarus to his brothers to preach to them. Abraham said, though, they have Moses and the prophets, that's the Old Testament, let them listen to them. And Abraham's point was simple. The rich man's brothers and people today don't need Lazarus to come back from the dead. And for that matter, we don't need Jesus to come back to us in the flesh. Jesus said, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. And well, Jesus did rise from the dead, and still people reject him. What sinners like us need more and more of is faithful preaching of God's word, of his grace and mercy and love to build us up and strengthen us in our faith. And we also need more and more study of God's word because, well, the Apostle Paul says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. That's what makes us truly wealthy, truly rich. So are you truly rich or poor? To answer that question, we don't need to look to our bank accounts or our wallet or retirement plans or what possessions we possess, the things that fill our homes. We just need to look at our hearts. And when we see Jesus, his grace and his love there, then we can say, yes, Jesus truly makes me rich in this life and when I die and forever in eternity. So are you truly rich or poor in eternity? Stay close to Jesus and his word. You'll be truly rich in this life, when you die, and in eternity forever with the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us always to see how blessed we are in this life and in death because we have you. And help us always to look ahead to eternity and know the even greater blessings, greater riches of your grace and love that we'll have there. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.